two, three.
New old dads,
but they're really just
old dads.
And we're really just girl dads.
Going through it together.
Yay! What's up, guys? Patrick!
Hi.
Welcome to another week. Week 40 here in the Malillo House.
Oh my gosh, we're not even going to pull up a book today.
We know what's happening. The induction is happening. Come 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon. But four in the morning. And with that little question, we all know that now Devin is part of the podcast today. Good afternoon, Devin.
Hi, Devin.
Hey, Devin.
Made it.
Yeah, I'm going.
You're back.
What, Patrick?
You're back. I'm glad.
Yep, I'm back.
Right on.
So we were talking about it. I want to get Devin's opinion on a couple things, and then we're going to involve Cooper, because remember how last episode, Devin, Cooper was supposed to have his baby by now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't happen. And we're going to get to We're going to get to Cooper in 2 seconds. I promise, Cooper. I can see he's about to explode. We want to hear a couple of things from Devin first. First and foremost, Devin, what do you think about Violet?
She doesn't really do much. She just sleeps.
Right.
What else?
Straight up.
She burps a lot.
She does. A lot. She does.
What else does she do?
Mm.
What does Violet look like? Describe her to the people listening to the podcast.
It's a mix of Patrick and Angie. It's like half and half, but it's hard to explain. I mean, it is.
Very astute.
If you had to describe how big she is, how big is she?
She's really tiny.
Really tiny.
Yeah, yeah. How do you think Patrick is doing as a dad?
I think he's doing pretty well.
Oh,
makes you say that.
Good answer.
I mean, he doesn't really have to do much than hold it and then walk it around the house.
He's got you there, Patrick.
This is true. Yeah, listen, I do that. I do. But it might be at 7 in the morning, or it might be 7 at night, or it might be 3:30 in the morning. Right, Devin?
Yep.
Devin, we are so close. We're only 3 sleeps away.
Two.
3. Tonight, Tuesday, or Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and then Thursday night, she will hopefully be ready to come out. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it being so close away?
Scared.
What?
I'm a little nervous to see what she looks like.
What? What is she gonna look like?
I don't know.
Do you have any questions for Patrick?
Nope.
Not a one?
Nope.
Okay. Fair enough.
How about you guys? Do you have any questions for Devin?
I do. Devin, what do you think the first thing is that you're going to say to your new sister?
What do you think? What's the first thing you'll say to Gia?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. Are you going to elaborate?
Like be, hi.
Kinda well, like hi. Hoodly doodly doo, Gia.
Cooper, do you have a question for Devin?
You know, Devin, how are you feeling about being a big brother, man? That's a lot of responsibility.
I'm feeling pretty good about it. I mean, I get to stay up a little longer than I normally do when she cries.
How do you know that?
Sorry, yeah, it's not
he's,
my line of
he's
question.
Super excited to stay up all night with the baby.
Oh boy. Okay.
Well, that's the different roles.
Okie dokie.
How about this one?
Careful what you ask for there, son.
Yeah, careful what you ask for, Devin.
Devin, I'm going to call you like 2 weeks in to see if you're still as excited about staying up late with the baby.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to check in a couple weeks how you feel about that.
Okay. I probably won't feel. I'll probably feel the same.
Think? Okay.
I hope so.
Me too.
Okay. So unless we have other questions for Devin, I think we're going to hear what Cooper has to say, and we're going to say goodbye to Devin for now.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Sorry, Devin. This one's all about me,
Devin,
man.
This is the last time that we are going to talk to Devin when he's an only child.
Ah,
so
like
we're really
it.
Proud of you, buddy.
You know, there's
all three of us.
Not only Devin with being an only child, right? You got you with your first, both of you guys with your first newborns, and that's amazing. All three of you guys. You have so much to look forward to.
Yeah.
And when you need to escape, you call Patrick, and you go over, and you hang out with Patrick.
Right, and we'll just walk around.
But then the other baby might be crying.
Maybe.
He can't right? escape.
Perhaps.
Yeah, just go to Nolan's across the street. Well, we love you, Devin. And thanks so much for being on the podcast again, buddy.
See you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Good night, Devin.
Good night, Patrick.
Okay, Patrick, are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Good?
Good.
Okay. He's funny.
He is. Good
He's
boy.
Like, I want to do the podcast tonight. I said, okay, but it's a big episode. A lot going on. Got to get to it. I'm just going to be quiet real quick. Cooper, this is real life. The baby is not here.
Right? Yeah. Wow. 2 weeks? Was that 2 weeks ago? It's 2 weeks ago.
Honestly, it could be two lifetimes ago.
Oh, I bet.
It's coming quick and heavy.
Wow. You're ready.
In the podcast, I've gone from like a small bit part to now being closer to like a George Costanza. So this is really big for me. So I'm really glad you guys brought me back.
You're welcome. You, sir, are welcome. And you have so much. You too. I can't wait to hear what you two have to say about the next 3 days of your lives. Unbelievable. You guys. I love it. You too. You're so cute. Both of you.
You mean me?
Yeah. I kind of feel, I have to admit, I feel like I'm kind of like the old sage when it comes to having, you know.
You would
the
feel
the bird
way.
Thing, and I'm like, oh, you guys, you're so cute. You have so much to look forward to.
Just like so get down the road, and you're already like, a little confident.
Oh, you guys, fucking you know, you're so thing. Cute.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know becoming a dad also made you an arrogant prick.
No, it just reveals characteristics, Joe. It doesn't change.
Interesting. Golly, who knew? Patrick O'Donnell.
It's good.
Arrogant
to be me.
Prick.
It's good to be me.
Dude, you're hilarious.
No. I do though. I kind of feel that way a little.
Cooper, you really look tired, man.
It's been a lot today, and like obviously, you know, I don't want this to be like all about me and all of that, but it's been
too
a
late.
Lot. So like outside of the whole.
It's also about Brooke too. Like, keep her in mind here.
No, just a little, you know, honestly. But throughout this whole pregnancy, like, I have not felt like stressed or like anxious. Been pretty like, you know, open and upbeat and all that. Today is just a little crazy. So it became real, I guess. Like we, you know, I started a brand new job today, which is super super fun to go to your boss and be like, so I know I just started this job and I'm one day in, but I'm gonna need a couple, you know, days for paternity leave. So really appreciate that. And wow. No but like just Brooke went to her appointment today at 9, goes in, we're expecting, okay, they're gonna schedule it for the weekend, everything's gonna be good, and they schedule, I'm like, hey, you can go tomorrow. And she texts me, and she's like, kind of ready to meet the baby. And, you know, I think for the first time, like, I had, like, an audible, like, huh, like, a little bit of a take a step back and be like, okay, this is real. Like, let's go. Like, it's game time. It's fourth quarter. Like, we've got to, you know, we've got to get this going. So, yeah, just a lot of, like, emotions that, you know, I thought that we experienced, you know, the excitement, all that, but like now it's like real. Like this time tomorrow, I could be holding my son or daughter. Like,
Are you glad it's scheduled?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I was too. I get that.
Are you still glad you don't know the sex?
Brooke, if you're listening, yes.
So I texted Cooper about this podcast and so on, and he said, well, by now it's easily a girl with this whole fashionably laid thing. And so that was, I came away from it kind of going, yeah, you know what, you might not be too far off. It screams girl to me. I'm just saying.
Yeah. My wife had a different take. She said, well, you know, this baby's being a little shit making me wait, so it's definitely your son. So, you know, there's a lot of hot takes flying around. You know, it's like college football recruiting season right now, so just everybody's tweeting about it, right? But, you know.
Oh, look.
Oh,
Violet's here.
Shh. Hey. Violet.
Angie just walked in. She goes, can you please take the baby? I just peed my pants.
Yeah, I heard her. Show us. Aw. Show us the baby's face. Yeah, hold her up.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she looks great.
She is just.
Oh, she's sucking on my. She wants. She thinks I'm mom. Look at her.
Yeah, she's about to eat your face. Eat your nose. Thank God she doesn't have your nose, Patrick. Or your head.
Oh, dude, I'm so grateful.
Or your accent.
Yeah. White, I'm so grateful.
For your gray hair. She almost has white hair.
Kinda. Yeah.
So emotions, sorry, Cooper. Emotions, dude. At what point were you like, at what point you were like, are you kidding me? You know, like the baby's, like the next day you're like, it's another one?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There was no at point, one point?
I mean,
you're in shock, dude. You can't even answer questions. Bit. Like, yeah, what is going on?
Yeah, I like it.
So what time are you going in? Tomorrow morning? What time you got to be there? Like 8, 9?
9 a.m. 9 a.m, baby.
You have to be there at 9.
Be there at 9 a.m.
Oh, I'm excited.
And then we're going through a multiple step induction process.
Yeah, give us that.
Yeah, so they are going to be for obviously an hour in doing all the questions and getting her in the system, taking vitals and all that. But then they're going to be going with the balloon. Have you guys talked about that at all? About what the like balloon is versus different induction methods and things like that? Okay, I'm going to take that as a no. So for all intents and purposes, if...
The balloon, is that what you're talking about? Sorry.
Yeah. So Brooke is only 1, maybe 2 centimeters right now, and has been for basically the last 2 weeks. So we are going to go in, and they're going to put a cervical balloon in, and basically for a period of hours, by the end of that, she should be dilated within the 6 to 8 range. In which case they will give her Pitocin, which should really get some of the real fun going. So we're kind of strapped in for a 12 to 24 hour kind of process.
Did you, it sounds about the same as what we're doing, almost exactly. First of all, the balloon apparently is painful.
Yeah.
The balloon is super painful from what Carrie's telling me.
No, my sister did.
Okay, yeah, no, we didn't have the balloon.
No, you didn't.
That's part of both your plans. Is
Angie's behind him.
Yeah. Like, I was like, wait, did we have this balloon? If we did, I did not see it.
Yeah, we heard you.
I did not see it. And I was right there.
I don't think anybody plans to have the balloon.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Carrie, it's part of the deal for us.
Okay.
But I think that's part of it because Carrie had a C-section. We're trying to do a VBAC, and her body wasn't opening up right away. So they want to like guarantee it.
Okay. So,
and then the Pitocin thing. Has Brooke been trying everything to cause labor?
Yes. Yes. And I've even had a little bit of a part in that. So.
Yeah. You know. Good. Yeah. I think I know what.
My arm, pat myself on the back over here.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Thanks, buddy. She said so too. Even though we both know she was lying, but you know, I appreciate it.
Little part.
Little part.
Yeah. So, Patrick, what... Yeah, little part. Raspberry tea, 6 dates a day, bouncing on a ball, going for curb walks, eating eggplant is apparently something too because it has Pitocin in it. Hmm. So, you know, maybe get it started tonight. Make her some eggplant tonight. Maybe you'll get there a little early.
Video of Violet screaming to
see
your nipples.
Yeah.
Oh. Send a video. Did you hear that?
Yes, we
can send a video of Violet screaming to stimulate her nipples. Well, is what she's saying.
In this household, because Brooke even started like pumping early, so she's like tried pumping
really
to stimulate, you know, some of the early labor. I've cooked gumbo this week, made spicy food. We've gone on walks every day. Like we're
Thai food.
Yeah, we're in it, man. We had ramen, hot ramen tonight. Like we're trying everything. But
wow,
looks like. But they said in the appointment today, they said, you know, baby looks healthy, heart rate monitor, everything's good. The midwife says that the baby's actually small, which kind of interesting to us, just because you know they've been in there for 41 plus weeks.
Wow,
they've been in there. Do you have something to tell us?
I think they is just easier to say them. Just easier to say than he or she because we don't know, but no, it is not twins. And
well, when you say they, I was thinking we were about to catch you in a Freudian slip there, bro.
Don't put that evil on me. I don't know if you have any sponsors as of this time, but I have a great urologist.
Saint Almost.
Sorry, saying. Obviously, I don't know, but like if you're looking for other sponsors, I got a great urologist that will probably offer 2-for-1 vasectomy. So, you know,
2-for-1.
So that came up this weekend for me. You would get a vasectomy?
100%. If
Patrick,
through science, this baby is a twin. I've got to say.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm saying if it's not a twin and you're done having kids, let's just say you're done having kids, are you going to get a vasectomy?
100%.
Patrick.
Me? No. Yeah. Well, no.
Both of you. I'm getting both your answers.
Well, I don't know. I'd have to discuss that with my wife.
Yo.
I'm going to just kick that can down the road, Pop.
Close the fucking door, why don't you?
I need to discuss that with my wife. Like, gentlemen.
My house.
My answer is no.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just no.
Mm.
Like fair no. Enough. There's come on. Billions of years it took us to develop the ability to do that. And you're just gonna
ooh.
In a moment?
Yeah, that's I hadn't looked at it that way.
Oh well. But, now you better go talk to your wife. It sounds like that already happened in your household. It already happened.
This is a one-way conversation. I'm the one doing the talking here.
So there will be none.
The one this year is what you're saying.
She's going to do it at night. Angie would be the one to do it at night.
Lorena Bobbitt my shit, dude.
I don't know, man. I just honestly, from my perspective, let's get it done. It's super high percentage chance. Like it saves us cost on like birth control on all of that. Like, and then on top of it, more than anything, it's just done, right? I can take a couple days off of work, get to sit on a bag of cold peas.
Got it. Cool. That's all you need. You need to get your dick clicked off in order for you to sit on a couple bag of peas. That's what you like. Go do that on your own time.
Well, I don't,
a couple days.
I love how you make it sound like it's a vacation.
I don't know.
That's what they want you to fucking think, Cooper.
True.
That's what they want you to think. Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, I went to high school in Mississippi, and even I know they don't actually. Do I need to get out the doll and like show you what the
I've seen it. I was being facetious.
Listen,
I was being funny.
Listen.
You might as well cut your dick off. What's the point?
I've got a good buddy. His name's Bruce Feldman. Mm. He was
Doug?
A college basketball player. I think Bruce is 3 years older than me. Bruce had 3 kids, went in, had a vasectomy. He's fucking Superman. It grew back and he had a 4th kid. Yeah,
wow.
Straight up. Yeah, it was like and bona fide vasectomy was done, and it said, we're jumping. The canal.
Somewhere there is a mailman that feels really good about getting away with it. So
sure. I didn't bring that up. I didn't ask Bruce about that possibility.
You got the three kids and then you have the one kid, the fourth kid.
I did not ask Bruce about that possibility, Cooper.
And Bruce, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Don't come to
my house. Well, he's like 6'8", dude. So yeah, good, well done.
Not very soft.
We've gone completely off track.
That's funny.
So,
I'm so excited for you too. That's all I can say. I'm not hearing a word either one of you is saying, just because I'm so fired up for you.
Shut up, Patrick.
I mean it. I can't wait.
I'm really happy for the Canard, Cooper, and I hope that you and Brooke, it's as smooth as it possibly can be.
No kidding. Amen. Amen, brother.
Take some audio.
Yeah.
Record it.
Don't remind me.
You know, we did actually go. So this is kind of funny. Brooke really wants us to be in there. We're going to be recording throughout, obviously.
Good.
We went and got an old school family vacation, Clark Griswold camera. And it was on our registry, and some poor sap, I don't know who it was probably Aunt Becky. Aunt Becky, if you're listening, just we love you to pieces, but just don't, whatever. But we have one of those little handheld camcorders, and I look at Brooke, I'm like, well, we can do this on our phone, right? She's like, nope, I want it. So we got that. So I'm going to be.
That's super cool, dude.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be with the handheld camcorder, be like, look, honey. And Brooke, obviously, is just going to be looking at me like, go to hell. But after it, we're going to be very happy that we
have it. I love it. Whatnot. I love it. I thought you were going to say family truckster. We went and got a family truckster.
Yeah. It's going to be great. So I've got the camcorder. I'm going to be holding it. I've got the strap that goes around my hand.
Yeah, I don't want to drop that.
Nope.
The one thing I'd say is always zoom out. Always be zoomed out and keep your finger off the zoom.
Always be zoomed out.
Always be zoomed out.
That's true cameraman advice, but also in this specific scenario, it's probably more extra important. Don't zoom in.
Yeah.
Do not zoom in. You're asking for it.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to explain yourself sooner or later if you zoom in.
Therapy,
but I do like it. I can picture it with the strap around the hand, straight up old school. I love it, man. I love it.
It's super hipster of you to do that too.
It is hipster.
It's very Fountain Square.
Yeah. We it's just kind of our thing, man. We're gonna.
I love it. I mean, it.
I like it too.
What else are you doing?
It came with a pair of quarter length Nike socks and New Balance shoes. So it's part of the dad's work. I'm ready.
And a bowl of soup. Come on.
And a cell phone clip for your hip.
Oh, you got one too?
Yeah, I got one of those. Nice. They came in the mail after my first doctor's appointment. I was like, well, Carrie, did you get me this cell phone clip that goes on my belt? Because it's pretty useful.
That's great.
Man, we're having a good time tonight. Cooper, every time we're on, every time you're on, we laugh hysterically. This is a lot of fun. But we're not making fun.
No.
Ooh. Not at all.
Laughing with me. That's what the kids in high school said too. But
no.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
Joe, you're next. Tell us.
So a couple of weeks ago, we thought possibly we were going to have a C-section. And then Carrie's body started opening up, and she was dilated at 1 centimeter for the last week or so. She's been having contractions like crazy. Wow. Maybe 6 to 10 a day.
Ooh.
So they're not 5-1-1. Which now Devin knows, which is, 5 minutes apart for 1 minute for 1 hour.
Oh, good job.
So, yeah, I've been practicing, Patrick, from that last time. I had no idea.
Were you looking at your hand? Did you write that on your hand?
No, I do have the computer.
If you did, I'm proud of you.
Honestly, no. I've got a little notebook here, but I'm really still caught up on some of the dad jokes. So actually, I'm writing those down, but keep going.
Okay, got it.
Noted. So, good.
Yep, understood. What, mark the time, Patrick, on when Cooper told us that. 9:19. Got it. No, the Carrie's doing, you know, the contractions, and us, we've been quarantined for 2 weeks, except for Saturday we went and hung out with my in-laws. Both Carrie's parents were up in and hung out at Carrie's brother's house. He's got a ridiculously nice house. Him and his wife do such a nice job. We really love them. They're like a lot of, they're really fun. You know, he fixes up cars. So we got to hang out and look at the Boss 429 that's in his car. It was an October Halloween edition, 1970 Ford. Jeez. Ford Shelby's. They wanted all Ford cars were orange on October, in like the last week in October.
Wow.
So they were all orange. And so across the country, you went into a Ford store and literally all the cars are like orange, and including the Shelby Boss 429s. So it's a rare car. It's in this cool orange color. So we got to do that. We played spike ball. We hung out, but like, we're not really worried about Carrie's parents, because I know that the masks were really important. Like we weren't sure, you know, we didn't really want to like risk going out into the public, but like going and hanging out with them, they're really cautious, especially Carrie's parents. And then Nate works at a school, but the kids aren't there. He's just virtual teaching from the school. And then Kelsey, Nate's wife, works from home. So the only one we'd really be worried about is like kind of Ed, or not Ed, Nate going to school, and like Ed. But either way, it was good. We had a really good time. Watched a bunch of movies, including Christmas Vacation.
Cool.
Shitter's full. I just want to get that for
real the beautiful art.
There's so many. So Devin loves that movie too. So anyway, it was a good weekend. Overall, just some contractions. We're really excited. You know, we're 3 days away here. Thursday's the day. I'm getting everything ready for work. Carrie's trying everything in under the sun to try to freaking get this baby out of her, because it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, we're a couple of weeks behind Cooper, but at this point, they're born the same week.
So I'm curious, when she has a contraction, is it like a painful thing for her?
Yeah, it's like pain.
At this point?
It's not like,
yeah, for exactly. A minute. I think what I witnessed, and it was like, God, give her something. Oh. Holy cats.
Yeah, no, Patrick, she's not having those kind of contractions in the car on the way to the dinner.
Well, no. Nothing like that. But just in the hospital where I was like, holy Moses. I mean, she is in pain.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know if it was.
You haven't had any, Pat? No. Cooper? None.
No, like honestly, so last Monday and Tuesday, I think right when I talked to you guys, we thought that, hey, baby's coming, like this baby's going to be here, ready to go. But even those contractions weren't painful. They were just like tightening. But Brooke said she really didn't feel any discomfort. And then we've kind of been all quiet on the Western front for really until today. And they stripped the membranes, if y'all are familiar with that. And,
yeah, I've talked about that.
Yeah,
Patrick, you don't remember that?
No, stripping the membranes.
Maybe it's just Carrie and I, but yeah, they strip it, so they're basically opening her up and letting her body know like the membrane's not there; it's open, open for business.
Yeah, dude, we've never talked about that.
Yeah,
okay, sorry.
It's another way they can like naturally speed up some of the process.
Huh? I did not know that.
We probably have talked about this, Patrick.
I don't think we have.
We've talked a lot. We've talked about a lot of things on this podcast.
I'm writing down. Said this, and I'm going back, and we'll address this.
Well, I'm
glad you brought it up.
Yeah, I don't know, stripping them.
Yes, but anyway, like this is, they did it again today, like trying to like move things around, get things started a little bit, and so Brooke's been a little discomfort, like had a little discomfort today, but honestly, like. We wouldn't even know that baby was coming tomorrow unless like we didn't have
right. That's wild. So the stripping, is that a one-time thing or like a you gradual thing where you strip them?
It's a one-time thing.
From my understanding, it is very much like when you're like at least in the midwifery that we go to, they at 41 weeks they do it. And what it is, from my understanding, is they move things around kind of within, like around the cervix, related to the lining that goes around the uterus, just to like move the lining around.
Huh.
And basically just thins it out a little bit. That way that, you know, they have a little bit more movement. It kind of gets things going. Sometimes there might be like a little bit of a mucus discharge afterward, which is natural to be able to kind of.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Carrie lost her mucus plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. That reminded me. I forgot.
No, no, that was it. Like that's you're right on the money.
Yeah.
So recently, within the obviously in the last week or so?
Yeah, this weekend. When she was sitting, like she said, she's like came back from the bathroom. She's like, I just lost my mucus plug. I'm like, does that mean it's gonna start soon? Or she's like, I don't know. And so, and then sure enough, it hasn't kicked into high gear yet. So, and you know, it probably will. We go 4 p.m. Cooper. So I gotta. Not only do I wake up on Thursday thinking today's the day, but then I gotta wake up on Thursday and work till 3 p.m. I literally have like meetings at 2. I think I have a meeting at 2, and then after that meeting, I'm leaving for the hospital. But the hospital is 5 minutes away, so it's like not that. It's not a midwifery, so you know, it's got an emergency room and everything.
Listen, okay, I tell you guys one time that they like have a tub and like birthing balls and all that. You listen, I'm very happy we chose the midwifery. I got to learn bird, like it's a big day.
You got to learn what?
A new word. Midwifery.
Oh, midwifery.
Yeah, just the general midwifery
word to me. And I think it's a great word. I mean, it flows.
I've used it.
I love it.
More in the last week since I was on the podcast last. So thank you guys for that.
Really. Happy to help.
Yeah, we're helping. Okay. So, Patrick, if you have any advice for us, go ahead because you're such a freaking expert.
Wow. I didn't.
You bring a pillow. That's
you
what
said
say.
That. Yeah. Well, we've already talked about this. You know, but, the surroundings are not that comfortable. So
you're like the older brother. You're like the older brother. that's like I was born a week before you, so therefore you have to listen.
I'm gonna show you where the book is in the library to do what you got to do there, Stifler.
Okay.
So anyway, any last? Sorry, it was. No, I really don't. I mean, I'm just so excited for both of you because I it was kind of a blur, but it wasn't, and I feel like I was in the same spot. I was in the same place emotionally as both you guys. I mean, you're both very calm, taking things in stride. And you're completely prepared for it. And I am happy that both of you have it like scheduled. I think to have something like that appointed was very helpful. So I think you're going to find that it's helpful to know when it's going to happen. Not that I've had it happen otherwise. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Your false alarm, a great example is your false. Right.
Good point.
Your false alarm. You kind of experienced both. Right. In a way, but also, which would you have rather had?
The plan.
Yeah. Well, what about, I mean, for Cooper, I feel like it's funny because Cooper likes surprises. So,
right.
You know, now he's got the opposite.
Yeah. We started with this baby being surprised. So kind of ironic that.
There you go.
That's coming.
Not quite a COVID kid, but.
Close.
Sagittarius is nevertheless.
Yeah.
Sages everywhere. Mm. Sages, please beware.
Yeah.
Made that one up.
We were talking today about it, and I made the comment to Brooke. I'm like, you know, the great news about the baby being this close to Christmas is we just get them like one gift. Like, yeah. We're good.
That's it. Two gifts. So you're going to be that fucking parent, Cooper?
Oh,
I'm on it tonight. Yeah. What a dick, Cooper! You're such a dick.
100%.
I'm gonna get my baby girl two gifts every year, for the rest of her life.
That's great.
Why?
That's
two?
Awesome.
Two gifts for birthday and Christmas.
No.
Yeah. God. So listen, like the only reason I'm doing this, like we all talk about how like we're a product of our parents and all that. Like I have a birthday in June. My parents still found a way to like finagle that. Like, well, you know, big Christmas gift last year, buddy. We're just, you know, it's like Christmas gift, mom and dad. No, that was for y'all. Like, I just, you know, that trip was for you guys. I just got to come. Like,
and that's No. That was for your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Cooper.
100%. I'm going to be that kind of dad.
Okay. All right. Got it. We know at least where it comes from.
Yeah, I say this, and once this baby is born, I'm going to want to give it everything. So, like,
yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, Cooper and Patrick, Devin gets whatever the fuck he wants all year. All year. Doesn't matter. Could be a Wednesday. Hot chocolate? Want a hot chocolate from Starbucks today, sweetheart? Not a special occasion, just for the fuck's sake. Oh, do you want a $24 a pack on Fortnite? Sure, go ahead. You can that's kind of shit. I never got that shit. Are you kidding me?
$24 pack on Fortnite. That's just all cosmetic anyway. So like, it doesn't even help the game performance.
No, has no game performance whatsoever. No. Can't enhance your game whatsoever. Bullshit. It's just a picture. You're buying a digital picture. Here you go. And now you get to
have it so much. They have it so much better than we ever did.
They have no idea.
And by they, I mean you and I.
You and not Patrick and I.
Yeah, I was going to say. Don't even get me started.
I mean, literally the 90s, Patrick, might have been the best time ever to grow up.
Yeah.
To grow up?
Yeah. 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 I mean, listen.
Patrick, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. 1990s.
I was in my early 20s in the early 90s, so that was fun.
That's probably a good time to be in your early 20s, too, I'd have to say.
Yes.
But see, like, indeed. Technology and, like, video games and, like, chatting. It, like, we still had the freedom of the 80s kids, but we had some cool-ass tech of the 90s, 2000 kids.
That's true.
But Patrick also had grunge denim. So who's really the winner at this
and
point?
And a mullet. Listen. And a monster mullet. Oh, Patrick.
And, listen.
Oh, my gosh.
You got nothing on me.
Oh.
he's a week. He's 1 month in, Cooper. You ain't got nothing on him.
Nothing.
All right, guys. Well, listen. This, I don't know what else to talk about. I mean, you know, this is the week. There's no, put your hands in the middle here. We got to chant it up. We got to get ready. Got to get pumped up. Because this week's the week. So all I got to say is, Cooper, I hope that Brooke has an easy time.
Yeah, man.
You guys deserve it.
And yeah, you guys as well.
Well, not as much. I mean, sometimes I feel like your wife's suffering pretty hard there. So I hope it all goes according to plan. So
yeah. I have this scene in my head, you know, during the movie Joker when he's going down the stairs and it's da-da-da-da. And he's going down those stairs. That's one of my favorite scenes ever. And I like picture both you guys doing that down the stairs right now.
My son/daughter, we'll see.
I'm gonna bring a blow up mattress, son/daughter.
They're both.
It's both of them.
Good.
I hope to God there's no two in there.
Hey, Joe, if you need a blow up mattress, I've got a spare in the trunk. So you just let me know, man. I've got a pillow, I've got a blanket, I've got the air mattress.
I see you're prepared. I see you're prepared for marriage.
Yes.
It's
yes,
in the trunk of your car.
Yes. Yes. I have been prepared for quite some time. And you know, the couch really isn't that great. So you know, when Brooke says, I want you out of the house, that's just my way of, you know, sleeping in the car and not feeling so bad the next morning.
Well, Patrick, is there anything else we should talk about? I mean, predictions wise, I still think it's a girl from Cooper.
I hadn't gone on one side or the other, direction or the other until he sent me the text a couple of days ago, and that was, you know, this is fashionably light, like a girl would be, and I was like, bam, it's gonna be a girl. So it's a girl. That's where I'm at with it.
Got
but
it.
I hope it's I just hope it's a great experience. I hope it's there's you have a healthy child, Mom, you get everything you want for both you guys. That's all I want. I just want you to be happy and your family and your kid to be healthy. That's
Amen, bro.
Big
all time. Right. Well, in that case, Cooper, any last words? Famous last words.
Ooh. Okay. Well, you know, I haven't had this prepared, but the only thing I will maybe say to wrap up my last night before being a dad, you know, if there's anything I wish for my child and, you know, things I think about that I'm really, you know, hoping for them, I'm hoping that they have none of the challenges that I had, all of the happiness that I can wish on them, and any challenges they do have, I really hope that they're learning opportunities, and most importantly, you know, I hope they're healthy, I hope they're happy, and I hope they know they're going to have two really good friends, one before them and one after them. And y'all's kids. So,
amen.
Can't beat that, Patrick. I think that's the end of the podcast, guys. We'll see you later. See you, Doug. Good job, Cooper. We love you, man. Good luck.
Hey, thanks, Doug.
Cool.